The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Screen 5. Empire Land.
Volume up. Heart of Darkness.
Heart of Darkness. Cameras 3, 4, and 5.
Good. Screen 3.
Dreamland.
Basement camera.
Which one?
The maze. Perfect.
What are those two doing there?
Volume up.
Sorry, what?
I'm serious.
I bet you can still hear their screams sometimes, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Let's try another.
Oh, can we not? I thought you wanted to get out.
Well, what do you think?
Yes. It's perfect. Thank you, darling.
My pleasure. Well, pleasure might be stretching it somewhat.
And the body? What did you do with the body?
Well, if you must know, Roswell. It was the most convenient. They're still working
Roswell.
On...
I thought the woods, surely, or...
No. In the woods, there are dog walkers. And these kids. Look at them. They get everywhere.
You didn't tell me it was a drop ride.
It's so much better when you don't know.
Roswell. Where in Roswell?
In the concrete. I assure you, no one will ever find her. Here, this'll cheer you up.
What is that? What's under that?
It's Prince Philip's carousel.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's just like the real thing. You know, darling, the carousel is the first thing I ever bought.
You ever bought for the park, yes, I know. Happy birthday, Margot.
It's 8:23 p.m. Day 1. Dear Diary.
What's that?
Nothing. Hi, Sonia.
Oh, she's writing a diary.
Dear Diary, today I wore my first training bra. it's hard to know what to write sometimes.
Okay, we're going for a smoke.
Oh, cool. Well, I'll just stay here and finish this if that's all right.
I wasn't inviting you. Keep an eye on my stuff, yeah?
God, no problem.
It's freaking pectos everywhere.
Yeah. Cow. Dear Auntie Janet. Yeah, that's better.
Thanks for the diary. It's like having you here to confide in. Except this way you can't get drunk and tell Mum all my secrets. You know, it's actually better than having you here. Oh, what to write? Oh, I know. The food here is lush. For tea, I had fish fingers, smash and peas. And for pudding... Oh, so lame. Try it again. So this place is like majorly rad and I'm hot diggity dogging it. Doggity digging it. You know, I'm not dogging. I'm digging it and cool and... No, that's worse. Oh God, why is this so hard? Oh, okay, just be yourself, Kate. I mean, JJ. Just act normal. Now, how do normal people act? I'm sitting in my dorm room in the old lake house. So called because it's next to a lake. It's like being in Italy or something. Except Mockery Lake is covered in green slime and smells of rotten eggs, but yeah, it's kind of pretty from a distance. God, what if people say that about me? Oh, hang on, why would they? Am I just being really paranoid? Take a chill pill, JJ. I overheard a girl saying some people went skinny dipping last night. I bet Sonia was one of them. She's in my dorm room and she's basically terrifying.
Kate, I'm going to call Mum and Dad.
Betty, I told you my name's JJ now. How many times?
Okay, fine, JJ. I'm going to the payphone to call Mum and Dad. You coming?
No.
Right. Are you ever going to talk to them again?
Or do they even want me to?
Oh, don't drag me into
this. Don't ask then.
Fine. Nice talking to you.
Happy thoughts, happy thoughts, happy thoughts. If anyone asks me to skinny dip, I'm going to do it. Kate wouldn't, but I'm JJ now, and JJ doesn't give two shits about propriety. Although maybe I'll wear bottoms because it's really cold.
Hi.
Oh, Parker! What are you doing on the girls' floor?
I was looking for your sister.
Oh.
Do you know where she is?
Oh, she's at the payphone.
Cool. Are you still on for tonight? Oh,
big time. Hole in the fence, midnight.
Yeah, cool.
Be there or be square.
Yeah, see ya.
Parker is so nice. He's got curly black hair, really nice teeth, like an American. We're going to sneak into the grounds tonight and explore the park. Betty's coming too. She and Parker are having a thing, but yeah, it's probably nothing serious. Maybe I should get a boyfriend this summer. You know, Auntie Janet always told me that...
The best way to get over a man is to get under a new one. Someone without a bald spot on a mortgage this time,
Auntie Janet knows a lot about men. She's had, like, hundreds of boyfriends. So I should probably take her advice.
We're playing dodgeball outside. Who are you? Where's Sonia?
Oh, I think she said something about going out for a smoke.
Right,
or...
Never mind, forget it.
Oh, no, wait. What's dodgeball?
Don't worry.
Don't start without me! So, gonna hang with the guys in a mo, play some dodge the ball. First, here are the best things about Mockery Manor so far. Number one, living in a freaking theme park, hello! Number two, earning money, having fun. And number three, everyone here is so nice. Hi, Kelly.
Sonia says, can she borrow a pound?
A pound?
It's for the vending machine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, can you get me a can of Coke while you're there?
There's like four of us, so there won't be any change from a pound.
Oh, right. Well, I can give you an extra 20p if you just pay for mine.
Can't you get your own?
Yeah, of course. Well, here you go. Oh, I'm such a pushover. Bloody Sonia. Worst things about Mockery Manor so far. One, Sonia. Two, Sonia's friends. Three, Sonia's music. Oh, she played that Lydia song, Love Wolf, about 50 times tonight. And when I asked her if she could play something else, she was like...
Yeah, I could do that. Or maybe I could just...
dreamland. What was that recording in the maze?
Katie, is that you?
I just can't get it out of my head.
Did you hear me?
I kind of want to go back there, just to hear it again. Maybe I could record it on my tape recorder. It sounded so real.
Shifty, what are you doing?
Just turning the mattress. For luck. You know what they say, always turn your mattress for luck.
Right. Anyone been in while I was gone?
Nope.
Huh. Interesting. Okay, I have to talk to Emma. In private.
Oh, hi, Emma, I didn't see you there.
In private?
Oh, right. Well, I'll just go then. You know, I might just pop down to the bar and...
Can you?
Oh, I'll see you later.
Loser.
Emma, lock the door. Okay. So here's what's going to happen tonight.
God, that bloody song. Oh, come on, guys. Hurry up. Underneath the shining moon. Trying to wake the dead.
Shh, keep it down.
Well, tell this one to stop singing then. Hello? At least I don't sing in my sleep like a weirdo.
Betty sings in her sleep.
Yeah, she does. Like this.
It's kind of hot. Maybe I'll hear it in person one day.
Oh, don't flirt with me in front of my sister. Are we going in or what? Come on.
Ah! Oh! You all right?
Oh, I tripped. Why are you wearing heels, you dipshit? Oh, my God, Cade, we're not going clubbing. It's JJ. I didn't know what to wear. I just thought... Ah! And have you twisted your ankle? Fine. Bloody hell. Well done.
Can you put weight on it?
Yeah, I'm fine, honestly.
Such a bell end.
You're the bell end.
You are.
Shh, you two trying to get us caught?
Get real.
Bloody hell.
No one's going to hear us.
Is there security?
Yeah, an old man with a torch. Terrifying. So where are we going then?
Mockery Village. There's something I want to check out. I learned something interesting today. I was talking to old Nick.
The security guard?
Yeah. Yeah, keep your enemies close and all that. So he said one of the old tunnels comes out near the turnstiles in the village. Wouldn't say where exactly, but my money's on the gift shop.
Can't we go to Dreamland?
What? You hated Dreamland.
Yeah, but just because it scares you doesn't mean you shouldn't do it.
Nice philosophy.
Terrible philosophy. That explains a lot. And what does that mean?
You know what it means.
Ooh, what's this? What's this?
Go on. Why don't you just say it? You're clearly dying to.
If you insist, you should have stuck to being a goody two-shoes. Dad's having a nervous breakdown because of you.
Ladies.
Why are you being such a bitch?
I get treated like the black sheep, and then you go
well,
and...
even there, you don't know what happened.
So, tell me then. Why won't you tell me?
I don't want to. I'm trying to make a fresh start.
Ladies, maybe you should both just calm
down. Shut up, Parker!
Parker!
Shh!
Parker, you big knob jockey, is that you?
Matty?
Matty boy, how's it going?
All right.
Come join us. I didn't know you twats were out tonight.
Well, I'm here with Emma and Sonia, but half the bloody staff have snuck out tonight. It's only the nerds left at the lake house.
I don't know, some of them tagged along. Oh, look, it's the twins.
Cal.
What did you say?
Nothing.
Emma, give them some of our beer.
No, don't. We don't have enough.
Of course we do. Go on.
Thanks, mate.
I'll have one.
Sure.
Down the hatch.
Oh, like a woman who can drink. JJ, right?
You can tell the difference.
Between the twins.
Can't you?
Yeah, of course I can. I was kidding, babe. You're more... Well, your sister... She's got a limp.
Because I hurt my ankle.
Yeah, but...
I wasn't limping before.
Oh, my God, you can't even tell us apart.
I can.
Freckles. Betty's got more freckles than JJ.
I was about to say that.
And Betty's hair is bigger.
I can't believe you can't even tell.
And the way they hold themselves. JJ wears her shoulders like earrings, as my gran would say.
I do?
Have another beer, that'll relax you.
He's trying to get you drunk.
I'd quite like to be drunk, actually.
Well, all right now.
Okay, that's enough. Let's go.
Can I come with you guys?
JJ?
Oh, just think that you and Betty should spend some time together. Without me?
Nope, she's not coming with us. You're not coming with us.
Oh,
Sonia, if she wants to.
Not going
to
happen.
Why not?
Because, JJ, someone was watching my stuff earlier today and something was missing when I got back. Know anything about that?
What? No, I don't. She doesn't steal, if that's what
she
you're implying.
She said no one came in our room while I was gone. Well, I asked around and guess what? Four people were seen going in and out. Four.
Back off, Sonia. She's not your personal security guard. Your staff, your responsibility.
So it's okay if something goes missing while she's there, is
all
it?
All right, ladies, no fighting. Sorry, JJ, maybe another
she's
night, eh?
She's dead meat, her and her
stupid right,
sister.
Right, see you dickwads later.
Yeah, see you later, you big wanker.
Screw you.
Oh, Matty's a great laugh. Or good crack, as they say in Ireland. We could just go back, you know, we don't have to.
No. Let's just find these bloody tunnels.
Right. Gift shop's over there, closed, obviously. But if we go round the back... Well, Betty, where are you going?
Where are
we? We'll just wait here then, shall we?
It's a bit tense, this, isn't it? Do you two argue a lot? Or...
Don't.
Oh, yeah, all right, okay. So, how's your ankle? It's
kind of swollen, actually.
Oh, really? Well, let's have a butcher's. Whoa, it's like you shoved a football down your tights.
No, it's not that bad.
It's like an elephant's foot. Does it hurt?
Yeah, a bit.
Oh, I bet it does. You should probably go back.
No, I'm fine. I'm having fun.
All right, yeah, cool. Hello, Puss-Puss. Ah, oh, mangy mog. Go on, get out of it.
What's with all the cats?
Well, the whole park's got a mouse problem. It's an all-you-can-eat buffet for the ferals around here. Hey, come over here a minute. Look. You can see the manor from here. You see that light?
Yeah. Someone lived there.
Only the original owner. Well, part owner now. Madame Mockery herself. She whom conceived and birthed this glorious place.
So the person that built Dreamland actually lives here? Wow, I've got so many questions.
Not just Dreamland. Fancy Land, Empire Land, the village. Quite the visionary is old Margot Mockery. Turned a boring old stately home into the weirdest theme park in England.
What's she like? Do we get to meet her?
Well, she walks around the park sometimes, doesn't say much. My dad worked for her in the 60s, actually. Apparently she didn't say much then, either.
Your dad worked here?
Yeah, and my grandparents and my great-grandparents and so on and so forth into the mists of time. The soil is soaked in the blood of my ancestors.
Oh, really?
Nah, just being dramatic. Go on, you like history. Press that button.
Oh, this one?
Yeah. It's a radio ad for the park from the 50s. My gran wrote it.
Beautiful stately home, devastated by fire in 48, to be reborn like a phoenix from the ashes in 50.
Margot Mockery's old family died in that fire. She was the only one who made it out. She got some bad burns, though.
Now home to four timeless lands packed with wonderful experiences. As you pass through the main gate, you enter the village, where it's always 1647.
Huh, that's where we are.
Oh dear, has Mother been fingered as a witch? It's the ducking stool for her. After such humble beginnings, grab a parasol and stroll into Fancyland, a place of...
Oh, yeah, Fancyland's changed quite a bit over the years. The carousel was there on day one, though.
And what could be more fitting for a little lord and lady than our next stop, Empire Land? An exotic place based on the Mockery family's involvement with the East India Company. Watch out for those tigers.
All the big cats went to Windsor Safari Park last year. They used to have an elephant called Dennis Thatcher.
And finally, Dreamland, a land where dreams come true. As Carl Jung would say, dreams are a door to the soul. And at Mockery Manor, our doors are wide open.
Creepy.
God, I love this music. It's like magical, innit? It's like childhood. They don't make tunes like this anymore.
Mockery Manor.
Most of the rides here are Margot's originals, in fact. Except Roswell, of course. That's new. That's Wizard put that bit in.
You know a lot about this place, don't you?
I guess so.
Parker, you know, earlier when we were in Dreamland, I pressed a button. Do you remember? It played a woman screaming. Well, I want to go back and I want to listen to it again.
Why do you want to do that?
Because you said that Dreamland records guests, so... Well, I've been thinking, did someone get attacked in Dreamland?
Probably just someone freaking out. People lose it all the time in Dreamland.
No, it was more than that. I want to go back.
What, now?
Yeah, I do.
You want to do Dreamland with your ankle like that?
Oh.
Look, how about this? Tomorrow, it's all on-site training. I'll get Perbster to put us both in Dreamland.
You can get him to do that?
Yeah, sure. He thinks I'm the bollocks.
Oh, here comes Betty. You won't tell her about this, will you? She thinks I get obsessed with things.
I think I squatted on a stinging nettle.
Oh, babe. Want me to take a look?
Ha ha ha. Very funny. God, it's like going out with Sid James.
Nyeh, 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 nyeh. Whoa.
Oh. Jeez, what the hell?
Did you hear that?
Yes. We're not deaf. You go and see.
I'll go. You stay. Your ankle
is all... fine.
JJ, you're too slow. Someone might be in trouble.
I'll come.
Stay with her. She's hurt.
So am I. I don't need help. Stinging nettles, remember?
Just go back to the lake house.
Oh, he thinks he's such a hero. It's like you don't even like him.
Excuse me?
You've only been going out 2 days, and the way you talk, it's like...
Oh, I'm supposed to worship him, am I? Because that isn't normal, you know.
God, you haven't even learned anything. Wow, you just can't stop mentioning it, can you?
You know what? I'll never mention it again. Just like you want, we will never, ever talk about you shagging Dad's best friend behind his wife's back.
Get bent, Betty. You get bent.
Stop following me.
I'm not. Okay, I am. But I don't know how to get back to the lake house from here. Believe me, if I could, I would not be near you right now.
Narcissist?
You're the narcissist.
You are. You're just angry that I'm the one in trouble for once. You want it all about you, all the time.
Oh, yeah. It was great being branded the bad twin, age 12. I loved being sent away like a criminal.
A posh boarding school was hardly Borstal. Oh... Oh, boo-hoo. Such a terrible punishment. Private music lessons and lacrosse. I had to go to a local comp. Mustn't spend the money on the one who behaves herself, oh no.
Was that what it was then? The affair? You were getting back at Mum and Dad for not sending you away to boarding school?
No, of course not.
What then? Why'd you do it?
I thought I loved him.
Who's that?
It's driving towards us.
Who is it? Oh my God.
Run! I can't! My ankle!
JJ, come on!
Betty!
Don't just stand
there! Betty, where are you going?
For God's sake!
Don't just leave me here!
Mockery Manor was written and directed by Lindsay Sharman. Music, sound design and editing by Lawrence Owen. Hayley Evanett was JJ and Betty. Lindsay was Sonia Margot and Auntie Janet. Lawrence was Parker, Matty and the Mysterious Man. And Suze Kempner was Kelly.
For more information about Mockery Manor, as well as all of our other podcast series, visit www.longcatmedia.com.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hi, folks.
Let me see if I can sum up Midnight Burger in about 25 seconds.
Really big monster!
Zero irony.
Pardon me, Gloria. Might my husband and I have a word?
The radio is talking to me.
So this is how it ends. Eaten by wolves in space.
There's a pocket dimension in the deep freeze.
This is the stupidest dystopia we've ever been to.
What the hell is that?
Because you're having a cigarette? In 415 million BC.
Where are we?
Space.
Can you narrow that down?
The bad part?
Ava.
Yeah, that didn't work at all.
At the nexus of all things, there is a diner. Look for Midnight Burger on your favorite podcasting app, or just go to weopenat6.com.